Southwest Wisconsin seems to have escaped flooding so far this year, but a recent discussion casts new light on those 100-year floods the region experienced 2 years in a row. The National Wildlife Federation put together a conference call Thursday morning to discuss how climate change is affecting flooding. Dr. Will Gosnold, a professor of geophysics at the University of North Dakota, participated. Following the unexpected and unprepared-for flooding of the Red River in 1997, Gosnold and colleagues looked into the standard governmental flood frequency data.
We saw an amazing spread, ranging from 117 years to over 1,000 years of flood frequency for a flood of that magnitude. And we said, wait a minute, something's really wrong here.
Dr. Gosnold then examined the underlying assumptions and was astounded to find the first one is that climate does not change. With further research, Gosnold found that the climate has been changing from a wet, cold climate in the 1800s to a wetter, warmer climate today, with some corroborating evidence.
Jim Knox, the University of Wisconsin, had published a paper stating that if there's a 1 to 2 degree increase in temperature, you're going to see a 10 to 20% increase in precipitation. Well, this is obviously a major factor. And of course, that's going to lead to an order of magnitude change in the frequency of great flood events.
Thus, so-called 100-year floods may be occurring more often than every 100 years. It's not just the Midwest, either. Dr. Amanda Stout of the National Wildlife Federation says in the Northeast United States, 1 in 20-year storms are projected to happen every 4 to 6 years by the end of the century.
John Helgeson, Wisconsin Radio Network.